Gurmaj, we have about 25 callers on the line, and we also have Ramananda Rai Prabhu. He's there as well. And Emavati Radhika Mataji is also there. So, Gurmaj, we can just cover the agenda items that we had discussed earlier, if you remember. Perhaps I will just give an introduction, and then you can carry on, if that's okay. So welcome everyone to the teleconference call on transcribing Guru Maharaj's lectures. Now, hopefully, all of you have received this, the email announcement. The idea behind this call is to kick off the project, the reorganized project, in order to transcribe more of Guru Maharaj's lectures. There are many, many decades, in fact, of lectures to transcribe. All of these recordings are with different people, and many of them are on the website bcswami.com. Historically, you know, different disciples, different devotees have been doing this transcription work. But what we would like to do now is try and organize it in a way that everyone can get involved around the world. And we know that there are many of you that do want to be involved. So you may, on BCS Istogosti, you may be currently receiving transcriptions from Hemavati Mataji and other disciples. So that's the kind of work, that's the kind of output that we would like to generate. And so we can all store it, on the BC Swami website for everyone to see. Okay? So the things that we would like to discuss in today's call, an overall introduction to the seva, which Guru Maharaj will give, as well as covering Srila Prabhupada's instructions on how to do transcription, the mood of the service, and how he would like to see his spoken word converted into the written word. Because what Guru Maharaj says is that his spoken word is not the same as the written word. Also, then we'll have a couple of words from Hemavati Mataji and possibly Ramananda Rai Prabhu on the actual organization of the project, the different functional areas, and the grammar and style, the norms and standards, good practices and bad practices, and how specific you can get involved. So that's the overview. I'll just now pass it over to Guru Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Guru Maharaj.
Yeah. How is everyone?
They're currently on mute, Guru Maharaj.
Anyway, so... right. Now, a few things, Atma, while I couldn't hear you, you know, when you were speaking, from time to time you're getting tough. Maybe you can ask everybody if how they're hearing the line. Can you get a response if the line is clear?
Sure. So what we can do, I'll just do one thing. Because if I unmute the line for everyone, then it will be slightly chaotic. So what I'll do, I'll just...
No, why don't you ask everybody how they're clear the line is.
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Okay, so I'm just switching it to a different mode. Okay, everyone. Now it's on mute mode, which means you can answer the question by dialing *6 to unmute your line. So please let us know. Can everyone hear us clearly? If you cannot,
yes, it's very clear.
It's very clear. Okay, fine. Thank you. Anyone? Any other comments? Anyone else having any issues? Anyone have any issues? Please dial *6. Okay, so I'm getting 3 or 4 messages that the line is clear. So, Guru Maharaj, the line is clear, so we can continue. I'll just change it back to the lecture mode. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, we lost you for a couple of
minutes. Yeah, line got disconnected, actually.
Okay. Oh, no problem. Guru Maharaj, if your Skype is not working well, then what you can do is you can just make a phone call to the US number. That's one option.
Okay.
So, but at the moment we can hear you, and everyone else has said they can hear you. So
okay, they can hear me. Fine. Okay. So thank you all very much. Thank you all very much for attending this conference. And I was just about to say that actually it was all due to Ramananda's initiative that this program was started, It was who he was actually taking care of the Ishtagoshti, and then he was getting into this program of transcribing my lectures. And now it has come to a situation when we are in a position to have many devotees involved and have lectures practically posted in the Ishtagoshti every day, or if not every day, at least 3 or 4 times a week. And but for that we need a good teamwork. It is nice that Emabati came forward with this idea of creating a team, taking responsibility for different aspects of transcribing. Now, the way we are planning to do, or the way she suggested it, that a group of devotees do the transcribing and a group of devotees take care of the editing. Because often what happens is in the lecture you don't hear properly when you're transcribing, and as a result of that things do not come out clearly. There are mistakes in expressions. Also, when I speak, I'm not so particular about grammar, and I guess that is the case with most of us. We speak in a certain way and we write in a certain way. And that's why I thought that there's a need for very thorough editing so that the presentation is proper. Like we do the things presented in such a way that they're properly transcribed, properly edited. Grammatical mistakes are corrected. Like, for example, sometimes I say something is past tense and then I go into the present tense. But if it's in the same sentence, that sounds very, very unpleasant. And things like that. So, and I presume more and more devotees can also get involved, but a group of you who are now involved, maybe under the guidance of Ramananda and Atmaram Krishna, you can create a team. Like, they can decide who will be transcribing and who will be doing the first editing, who will be doing the second editing. And this way we can set up a proper system, and so that the work gets done properly. Okay, so yes. Anyway, Atmaram, now we can go into the next phase of our discussion.
Yes, Guru Raj.
Do you want to add anything to this, what I said?
No, I think you've covered the overview, Guru Raj. Would you like to say a few words on, you know, Srila Prabhupada's instructions and, you know, about the mood of the service?
Mood of any service, then whatever you do for Krishna, do it in the best possible way. That's his problem. Huh? Like, you're serving Krishna, so try to do it in the best possible way.
Thank you.
Okay. It is not that you are doing it for me, but you are doing it for Krishna. And so that if you feel that my classes can benefit others, then yeah, present it for their benefit so that they can advance in their Krishna consciousness. Thank you.
Yes, thank you. Okay, so perhaps what we can do is we can switch over to Hemanga Mataji. Let me just try and unmute her line. Sorry, Hemavati, not Hemavati. Mataji, are you there?
Hi, Krishna. Can you hear me, Prabhu?
Yes, I can hear you. Thank you.
Hi, Krishna. Okay, thank you.
Yeah. Yes,
I just wanted to thank Guru Maharaj for giving me the service. And I agree completely with Guru Maharaj on his point of getting the standard up to scratch. Because sometimes when I read as well, I notice there's a lot of grammatical errors. And one of the agenda points that I raised was that we need to ensure that written language is different from spoken language. So that's also a main consideration. And in terms of also how it's presented for Guru Maharaj, like when he has questions and answers, the way it's recorded, it's not very professional. So I feel we need to improve on those areas.
Yes, Mataji. Okay. So given your experience in the transcription process, are there any specific points you can make about style, grammar, and overall, any norms that we should follow, do's and don'ts? I think you had shared these with the existing transcribers. So perhaps you can share them with everyone on this call as well.
I've given some guidelines of what should be written and what shouldn't be written.
Do you have that document in front of you?
Even I feel when transcribers are transcribing as well, concentration must be 100%. If you're feeling tired or anything like that, take a break, because then you diminish the content. So that would be my advice for transcribers as well. And this is devotional service for Guru Maharaj, so we should do it in a mood of happiness, like Shushukam, so then things can come right as well. We must also work on communication, where we keep it open, and we must remember we are a team. If we work as a team nicely, and we work nicely together, then we can get the service up to standard for Guru Maharaj. Thank you. And in terms of, in terms of the technical side, like paragraphs should be implemented.
Hmm.
I don't see any paragraphs being implemented there. So paragraphs is a problem. Even with spelling, there's certain spelling errors that should come in. And if you're using a word several times, you can define it. There's a manner in which you define it. In terms of guidelines, if you look at number 26, that's how I've shown how to define the term, so you don't have to keep on using the same thing. If it's defined, it's acceptable. Those are acceptable in terms of documentation.
Yeah, actually,
defining terms.
Mataji, the people on this call, they do not have this document. So.
Oh, they don't have this.
Yeah, that's right. So if you can actually if you can run through each of the bullet points, that would be very helpful. And if you can touch specifically on
Do you want me to go through the guidelines, or what are you asking specifically, Prabhu? Should I go through the guidelines
the exact procedure
that we're going to implement?
So we can go through the do's and don'ts. Mataji, can you hear me?
The do's and don'ts.
Yeah, the do's and don'ts.
The do's and don'ts. Everybody understands the procedure.
No, we can come to the procedure later.
No problem. So do's and don'ts. So I was saying, the first point is that we shouldn't use our names on the templates. We must use initials, because we'll have a standard format, and it provides an audit trail for us. So the audit trail can ascertain who transcribed, who edited, who did first, level one and so forth. And point two was keep communication open and clear at all times and always keep in touch. Point three is if you're having difficulty in coping for health reasons or whatever, please advise the team member that you need to submit your documents to, so arrangements can be made to reallocate the services. Because what we don't want there to be any stop in the services. The services need to be perpetual. Four, we are here to help each other and work as a team so we can make a difference. Five, there's a separate service log that will be maintained by the coordinator to record what lectures have been dispatched, because it's important to ascertain what has been dispatched and what still needs to be dispatched for posting onto Guru Maharaj's website. So the coordinator will only dispatch to Team 1, and then communication must run smoothly between the teams. And then the coordinator will be advised if there's a major problem. This will enhance teamwork and gel the team and boost the morale at the same time to assist the coordinator, preventing him from becoming overloaded. Like if we also assist the coordinator, like for instance Ramananda Raya Prabhu, at least we can advise him and then like help him. Don't overload him as well, because then it becomes difficult for him to manage the workflow.
Sorry to interrupt. Is it possible that we could just, because we're discussing the different teams now, and not everyone has an understanding of the different teams and functions, perhaps we can discuss that now as well. Yeah,
that's why I asked you first for procedure. Anyways, so it's a four-step procedure. So team one is like initial transcription. And then we have team two, which they first check on the initial transcription. Then team three would be the edit and quality control. And team four is final edit. Right? And I've allocated, so there's like four steps. And so the coordinator, he will divide the devotees into the various teams according to the skills that they possess.
Okay, and
then
how
he will be the one to maintain.
Sorry, Mata. Yeah, I was just wanting to know. So for everyone's benefit, can you explain how does an individual choose which team to be in? Like, what kind of skills are required for each of the four teams?
For team one, like everybody can do team one initial transcription. Because when Guru Maharaj speaks, we just need to listen and type. So you should have some typing skills. Even if you don't read, we encourage everyone to come forward to help Guru Maharaj for the service. So initial, like team one, you don't need so much. I would say as long as you know you are computer literate, it's acceptable. And you know how to use Word. Is that okay?
That's fine. And the other teams?
And team two as well. Then team two also, like you have to have a little bit good hearing skills. So also computer literate, that would be the basic necessity. And like also like good hearing skills, I would say. Just a little bit more pedantic to detail, like slightly, not too much. So that's the qualification for team two. Then team three, well, that is you need more editing skills here. We need those who have a good knowledge of the English language and who knows what's grammatical errors, punctuation, and the basics, like a good standard of English that would come here. Written text that would come here, because that is for editing and quality control. So editing skills are definitely required for team two.
Okay.
Is that okay, Prabhu?
Yes, perfect. And
for team four, that's obviously your editing skills should be very good. Very good. You should have some experience of editing so that you know what to look for. That would be like the final stage, yeah.
Okay. And also knowledge of Siddhanta as well?
Sorry?
No, just general knowledge of Shastra, that would be very useful for
well,
teams three and four.
Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Three and four, there should be some Shastra. And also, yeah, that they must know. And also, like, in terms of like punctuation skills and written text, it must be done properly. Because that's important, because that's where the standard will be risen from teams 3 and 4 mainly.
Okay, great. Thank you for that, Mataji. And now perhaps can you, before we go into the rest of the do's and don'ts, it would be, it's probably best if we cover the process first. So can you just explain in terms of the actual organization, how does one get involved? So what will be the next steps? So for example, I'm a volunteer. I would like to do stage one. I'd like to be in team one. What should I do next? What happens next?
Okay, so Ramananda Raya Prabhu, he's the coordinator. So he should firstly advise Prabhu that you want to get involved with the service, and it's good to just give your details. And so then you tell that you've got the computer skills and whatever. And then you can, once you get from there, then Prabhu, you see, the thing is the coordinator, so he will dispatch the actual lectures and transcriptions. Because we need the coordinator to coordinate what's going out, what's going in, how what team is doing how much. One person has to check how much is going out and in, because you don't want duplication of work as well.
Yeah. Ramananda Rai Prabhu, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I have a health problem. I lost my voice.
Yes. Okay, so if people cannot hear Prabhu, what he said was, Ramananda Rai Prabhu was saying that he lost his voice. So unfortunately, it's difficult for him to contribute to this session. But that's okay. Hemavati Mataji and I, we have a fair understanding of the procedure, and so we can speak on his behalf. And he's also messaging me. So I will just pass on a couple of things that he was saying. Sorry, Hemavati Mataji, is there anything else you wanted to add?
We just got like checklists for everyone. And these checklists are not only, I know it will cause a bit of administration initially, people won't want to fill in the admin, but this is actually our checklist for them to help the person in the service. This is more of an aid. It's like a guidance and an aid more than the admin itself. Because it tells you exactly what to do. Like, for example, I'll give you, if you're in Team 1 and you want to do an initial subscription, so firstly you have to listen to the recording and type word for word verbatim. Then you've got a checklist, either yes or no. And in comments, if you're having difficulties, let's say you didn't hear certain words properly or whatever, you would put it in there. And then you will have a specific template that can be used. And then we got to have you use the template, yes or no. Then you identify the problems. Now in here, you would put your identification of problems. Let's say you could not hear properly, or the text was inaudible, or some kind of reason, you put it in there. Then you save the template in standard wording, and you complete the checklist. Then you send it to somebody in Team 2. Now you see, by the person writing exactly the comments on where their problems were, this is also how we're offering training. Because we can identify, this person, things are not clear for them and stuff like that. So we can give them some training and explain to them how to do those points. That is why it's important to write any problems that they have occurred. Because only the person doing the service would get the problem, and we do not know, everybody doesn't know what the problem is. But if you state like you're having problem with listening, or maybe the volume is too much for you to, like initially if you start and you can only transcribe 10 minutes, and we've asked for a transcription for 20 minutes, but if 20 minutes is too much, then we can train the person slowly to become familiar with the 10 minutes and then move on to 20 minutes. So it's more like a training mechanism as well.
Right. So Mataji, if as a volunteer, what is my commitment? Can I do, what's the least I should do, what's the most I should do in a month?
Sorry, I can't hear you, Prabhu.
I was asking, what should be my minimum or maximum commitment in terms of hours per month?
your minimum commitment in terms of hours? Well, like we have in for initial team, it's like a few hours. You could say a few hours a week. Maybe a day. We would say an entire day in a week. Not like a whole day. Maybe not even a whole day. I would say 4 hours. I would say you need to commit yourself at least 4 hours.
Okay, so if you're transcribing 10 minutes.
4 hours for a week.
For a week, yeah. Yes. So
yeah.
That, 4 hours.
At least I would say at least 4 hours for 1 week.
Okay, all right. I think 4 hours would
four
be
hours
difficult.
That should be minimum.
Yeah, my feeling is that 4 hours will be difficult for many devotees, given their other commitments.
Is it difficult?
And certainly it would be
okay,
difficult for me.
If 4 hours is too difficult, then look, Prabhu, since we're getting people to come forward, don't put a time frame.
Mm-hmm.
Let the people come forward and they can say how much time they are willing to give. Then we'll allocate according to that rather, instead of telling somebody 4 hours. And if they don't have time, and you don't want to discourage anyone from the service. So let everybody come forward and see how much they're willing to offer.
Yes. Okay. Great. So okay. So what we, that's fantastic, Mataji. Thank you. So what we're discussing here is that volunteers can commit some time. It would be nice if you have a minimum commitment, but it's not necessary. So we understand that you have other commitments. But you should try to do, if you want to be involved, please set a minimum for yourself, just something that you can commit that works for you. So it could be 1 hour, it could be 4 hours, it could be more, okay? And we can work accordingly.
Yeah.
So the way the service will be organized. Yeah, please go ahead, Mati. Go ahead. Arjusha Mataji, yeah, please. Sorry, I think there's some delay between. Yes, I think there's some delay from when you hear me and when I hear you. So it's difficult for us to speak over each other. Anyway, I was just making one point regarding the allocation of the work. So some of you have already received the documents which Mataji was mentioning earlier. There are four documents which we'll share with you, okay? The four documents, one is a template which you can type on. It's a Word document, and it basically shows the heading and the title of the chapter and the text, as well as the verse that you are the Guru Maharaj has been speaking on, and the translation and so on. After that, then there's a space for you to start writing your transcription. You will be allocated a block of work, and that block comes in units of 10 minutes. Of audio. So 10 minutes of Guru Maharaj's audio will be sent to you, or rather you will receive the whole audio file, and you take a certain number of minutes. So you will be allocated, say, from the 0th minute to the 10th minute, from the 11th minute to the 20th minute, from the 21st minute to the to the 30th minute, and so on. So depending on what your allocation is, that is your seva, and that is the transcription that you would do. So you would follow the procedures described by Mataji. As I mentioned, there's four documents. One is the template that I just mentioned. The second is a process note. In the process note, Mataji has described the four stages in more detail. She just covered those on the call just now, but each of those is covered in more detail in the document. So probably best if you read that document, and you can send an email to Mataji if you have any questions about what exactly your function is. Then following from in that process note is a list of do's and don'ts, the guidelines that Mataji was covering earlier. The third document is a checklist, which Mataji mentioned, and that document explains all the things that you need to be aware of when you are doing this seva. So, for example, did you dispatch the recording to someone in team one? Yes. Or rather, was it dispatched to you? Did you do a follow-up with someone in the previous team? So, for example, if you're in team two, did you do some kind of handover and so on? So there are a number of checkpoints that you should go through, and this really ensures that there's high quality server going on. So we understand that many of you have no experience or little experience in this, but the idea is that if everyone can come to this minimum platform, then we can ensure that Guru Maharaj's lectures are being transcribed effectively and that we please Guru Maharaj. The final document is there's a checklist for the coordinator, which is the one I just mentioned, and there's a checklist for the team members, which is the one that's relevant to you as the transcribers. So these four documents will be shared with you. In order to receive these documents and register for the seva, what we would like you to do, please, is email Ramananda Rai Prabhu. The idea behind emailing him is that so we can get a record of everyone that wants to be involved, and we'll manage this project in a Google document, a Google spreadsheet, where you will be able to see the overall status of your lecture as well as the overall project. And what we would like is that you please keep monitoring this to understand how you fit into the bigger picture and understand what options are available in terms of which lectures are available to transcribe and so on. So please email Ramananda Rai Prabhu. His email address, please write it down, is rudysnoik@gmail.com. And that's spelled rudysnoik@gmail.com. He's also in CC on the BCS Istogosti announcement, so you can see his email address there as well. Okay, so once you register, you will receive a response with these four templates, as well as and later you will receive your allocation of the work according to the server that you choose. We would also ask that you all please register, please go on Skype, because Skype is a very effective tool for communicating between the different teams as well as communicating with the coordinators of this server. So I'm sure many of you have heard of Skype, and most of you will have Skype. So if you're not already using Skype, please register, and please email your Skype username to Ramananda Rai Prabhu when you register. So that will be a way for you, for all of us to communicate. Ramananda Rai Prabhu's Skype address is Rudy Snoik. That's RudySnoik. That's his Skype address. And if you have any questions for me regarding anything, you can reach me on my Skype address, which is Atma Shivalanka, AtmaShivalanka. That's my Skype name. And Mataji, can you also tell us your Skype username?
Mine is Hemavati108.
Hemavati108. That's HEMAVATI108. So please just make a note of these
ATI.
Three Skype names. ATI, yes. Okay, so that's on the overall process. Now, what we'd like to just finish covering then is the do's and don'ts. So Mataji, can you just revert back to that and finish any of the do's and don'ts that we had not finished covering?
Yes, sure. When transcribing lectures, you have to listen to the recording very carefully. And if you're not sure of what you have heard, you follow the process and you make sure you note it down. So the next person who double checks can go to that area, because it shouldn't be just recorded whatever. If you don't know, you shouldn't just put down any words just to fill the gaps. Rather, specify that those were unaudible and you need assistance on that. As I described, you should take breaks while transcribing, even if it's just a 5 minute or a leg stretch or whatever. That's important. Concentration must not be diminished. And I was also saying, while we do the service, we must always think of Guru Maharaj and how much we want him to be pleased. So we must do our very best when doing this service. We must keep fonts and formats and text size as per the template. We should not change the template, so that in this way we can maintain the standardization. And we must always remember that we're part of a team, and our role is important. It's very important, no matter which part of the team you fall into. And I was just thanking everyone for rendering the service. It's highly appreciated. And you must use Vedabase to get Sanskrit text. It's much easy. You just copy and paste, but just be careful and ensure that it's in the correct format. And ensure that you have the Balaram font on your computers. And if you're unsure about anything, this is very important. If anybody's unsure about anything, please do not hesitate to ask for assistance. Assistance will gladly be given. So anyone who wants to join the service must know that it will be well supported. When placing text into paragraphs, we must ensure that the paragraphs are not too long. And when you do paragraphs, it's all pertaining to the subject matter. Then the next paragraph would be something pertaining to the next subject matter. But paragraphs are not very long, like an entire page. That's unacceptable. And when you convert a spoken text to written text, you have to ensure that the sentences make proper sense. And as Guru Maharaj mentioned earlier, in terms of tenses, we should also be aware of past tense, present tense. We should not mix it up. It makes the document not professional. And then the next point I said is do not be afraid to summarize the spoken text as you are converting it to written. So if in terms of this would come more for like editing and quality control and probably even final editing in terms of some summaries. This I wouldn't recommend for team 1 and 2 because you need experience in terms of summaries. Because how Guru Maharaj mentioned, it needs to make proper sense. Then you must use the spell check and dictionary to ensure that there are no spelling errors. It's on the word. It's available on word. Mark for what Guru Maharaj has said and keep on saying Guru Maharaj has said this. Guru Maharaj has said that. You have already defined the matter in the beginning.
Yeah. Sorry to interrupt, Mataji. I think your line cut out for a few seconds. Can you please repeat the last point?
Okay. Where did I already say? I said that at the beginning, we are already stipulating that the lecture is given by Guru Maharaj. So you don't have to use specific quotation marks and keep on mentioning Guru Maharaj has said, Guru Maharaj has said. It's already defined on top. So that is already a definition of the item. So that we shouldn't repeat like that. Makes the document unprofessional. And if you want to record quotes given by speakers other than Guru Maharaj, quotation marks should be used, as this was not stipulated in the document by Guru Maharaj's work. So if you say Krishna says, then you say Krishna says and you use punctuation marks. And when it comes to questions and answers, you can keep it in a dialogue format. Where you can say that Guru Maharaj said and somebody else has said. But what I've done is from one of the recent lectures that I've done for Guru Maharaj in terms of it was where Krishna speaks to Uddhav when Guru Maharaj was here. So what I did is I just said questions and answers. And what I had done is I had numbered the question, number one, and I gave Guru Maharaj's response. And if there was a sub-question to that question, then I just said 1.1, for example. Because I find when I read some of the lectures of Guru Maharaj, it gives the person's name, and then it says unaudible, then the person is saying something, then Guru Maharaj is saying something. I think it looks very cluttered. The document is not very neat. It's very cluttered when that happens. And so I feel for questions and answers, maybe we should rather have it as numbered. I don't know what Guru Maharaj feels about that, but I think it's more neater when it's numbered. And then as I mentioned earlier, if you want to define a term, you may do so by writing the full name of it. Like so, for example, if you want to define something, if you say Bhakti Charu Swami, so that's what we want to use every time. So then you open brackets, you put inverted commas, and then you put a capital B, C, S, you close inverted commas, and then you close the bracket. So this is now defined. You only defined it once. So if every time you have to use the word Bhakti Charuswami, you can just use BCS in capital. That's called definition. And lastly, if you're recording a number of points, ensure that you use a semicolon after each point. And then before the last point, you put the word and you put a full stop. So it's all about punctuation as well. You need to know where to use semicolons, colons, things like that. Okay, Prabhu, so that's us for guidelines.
That's great. Thank you, Mataji. Can you mentioned the Balaram font earlier. How does one get the Balaram font?
You can download it. It's for free. You can download it. Go on to ISKCON Desire Tree.
Okay.
Or you can just Google Balaram font. And you can download it. Then you just save it.
So for everyone's benefit, Mataji mentioned you go on iskondesiretree.net. That's the website which is used commonly for storing audio files and other documents. And there you'll find the Balaram font. You can just also do a Google search for it on ISKCON Desire Tree as well. This is a font that you download to your computer and install it on your machine. And what it does is that in Microsoft Word, which all of you will need to have, preferably the latest version of Microsoft Word, but you know, even an older version is fine. This font will allow you to put Sanskritized text in Word, and this will come in useful and important when writing terms, Sanskrit terms, in Word, in the Sanskrit way, which is with diacritics. So what we need is that all of you should install this add-in into your Microsoft Word. And you will understand the difference, for example, when you're writing a word like Krishna. The word Krishna in the Western spelling is K-R-I-S-H-N-A. But in the Sanskritized Western spelling, in Sanskritized Roman spelling, it's K-R-S-N-A. But the R, S, and N, both all three of those letters will have dots underneath them. K-R-S-N-A. So this is what I mean by Sanskritized spelling. And these norms will all be explained. In fact, these norms are already being followed by the transcribers. And what we would ask is that for you to get an understanding of these norms, you should read existing transcriptions. And you can find them. A lot of them are archived on bcswami.com and also on BCS Istogosti. Mataji and other transcribers, they're regularly sending out transcriptions of Guru Maharaj's lectures, and there you will get an understanding of these norms. So please make a point of reading as many transcriptions as possible to understand these styles that we're following. Okay, so I think we've covered most of the points. The other thing, in fact, is that on ISKCON Desire Tree, you'll also find a lot of recordings of Guru Maharaj's lectures. If you'd like to perhaps just get some of your own practice done, you can just go on there and download lectures, as well as on bcswami.com. But don't try not to just randomly transcribe lectures that you find. Please stick to the project framework, which is that the coordinator will allocate server for you, specific sections of specific lectures. Okay? So that's most of the things that we wanted to cover. We can move on to questions and answers. I'm sure some of you will have questions. So I will just switch on the question queue. And what I would ask is that please state your name and your location before you ask your question. And also please state who the question is for. So Guru Maharaj is still on the line, and Hemavati Mataji is there. Unfortunately, Ramananda Rai Prabhu, who is the overall coordinator of this project, he cannot speak. He's lost his voice. So if you have any questions for him, then perhaps what you can do is just ask me, and I will ask your question, and Prabhu will type me the response, and I will mention what he's saying. Okay? So I'm just going to switch on the question queue. Okay, so what you need to do is dial *6. In order to ask a question, *6, please, to ask a question. And when you hear a message that you can go ahead and ask your question, then you should speak. Okay? Oh, and just so you know, today is the launch date for this. So, you know, as soon as you register, we'll take all of the, you know, the registrants, and we'll allocate the server, and you'll receive an email saying, please take this audio file and do X minute to Y minute, and you know, and then you, in your own time, you can respond to that. Okay. All right. So we have a few questions. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. My name is Mukund Haridas. I'm calling from London. Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Yes. Thank you very much. First of all, thank you very much for organizing this wonderful service. Very, very interesting service. I would like to get involved. Just one question I have for Hemavati Mataji. She gave a lot of important tips about the transcribing. Would she be able to share all these tips on a document with us?
Yes. Yes, in fact, even I can answer that question. The tips that Mataji was going through are all from a checklist, which is one of the four documents that I mentioned earlier. And those four documents will be shared with anyone that registers.
Okay, that's great. Thank you very much, Prabhu.
Yes, and also, you know, I'm sure, like, whilst you're doing this process, you will have other questions. And you can just, you know, send an email to Mataji or to Ramananda, right, Prabhu? Or you can message them on Skype, and they will be able to answer your quick questions.
Yeah. Okay, that's great. That's great. Thank you very much. I look forward to getting involved in this. Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Next question. Please go ahead.
Hare Krishna.
Yes.
Yes. Hare Krishna. This is Raksha calling from Cape Town. I'd just like to also echo the Prabhu's comment before that how exciting this project is, and I'm also very much looking forward to doing my small bit towards serving Maharaj. My question specifically is that if a devotee is allocated a place on either the second, the third, or the fourth team, how much of a lag time can we expect if we are on the third or the fourth team in terms of waiting before we actually receive the second stage document before somebody on the third or the fourth team actually receives it?
Sure.
And that would be to either Hemavati Mataji or Asma Prabhu.
Yeah, Hemavati Mataji, would you like to answer that question? You can't unmute your line, so let me unmute it for you. Mataji, can you speak? Can you hear me?
Yes, Prabhu.
Yes. Okay.
Yes, sorry. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. And did you get the question?
The time frame would be two days.
2 days.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you very much for that. Thank you very much.
It's a pleasure. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Okay. And we have one more question. Please go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
This is Shyam Haridas from New York.
Hare Krishna.
Could you kindly send me the four documents which we are required to read, because I'm not very capable of computer, but I would like to give the service. So I can give 4-8 hours a week, but I need to know what I have to do.
Yes, that's wonderful. Thank you very much for coming forward. And as we mentioned earlier, what you can do is send an email to Ramananda Rai Prabhu, and that is the registration for this project. So once you send that email, you will receive a response with the four documents, and on top of that, you will also receive the allocation of your server. So you know you'll be informed of which audio file to translate, where to find that audio file, and which minute from which minute to which minute you should transcribe. So that's how to register. And again, the email address is rudysnoik@gmail.com. That's rudysnoek@gmail.com. And also, if you check on And Ramananda Rai Prabhu has just sent me a message saying that if you, he will also put a message on BC Swami with his email address, so you can get it there. So we'll set up a separate page for this transcription process on Guru Maharaj's website. And if you have any questions, feel free to ask us about that.
Okay. Thank you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Thank you. Okay, any more questions? Does anyone have any questions for Guru Maharaj? He's still on the line. This is your rare opportunity to get darshan, audio darshan of Guru Maharaj. So feel free, please keep it on topic.
Can I speak to Guru Maharaj?
Sure. Yeah, but like I said, please keep it on topic because we have some other questions. Yeah? So hold on, here we go. I'll just unmute Guru Maharaj.
Hi, Krishna.
Yes, Guru.
Guru Maharaj, this is Shyam Hari Das. My obeisances to you, Guru Maharaj, at your lotus feet. And I'm so glad to hear your voice today. And today is my 80th happy birthday, Maharaj.
Okay. Yeah, happy birthday to you. And many happy Krishna concerts as you turn out this day. So you are an 80-year-old young man.
Today is the birthday, Maharaj.
Okay, very good, very good. How are you celebrating?
Just doing my chanting, Maharaj.
Very good, very good, very good. And thank you for volunteering for this service.
Hare Krishna, Maharaj. Yes, definitely, yeah. Maharaj.
Atmaram?
Yes, Guruvas.
So there are a few points that I wanted to make here.
Sure, we have three more questions, but please make your point.
Okay, go ahead. So I'll cover it at the end.
Oh, okay. All right. In fact, the question queue is growing now because now they've heard your voice too much. They want to talk to you. So,
yeah.
Let's take the next question.
Hare Krishna. This is Kalindi. I'm coming from Houston. Thank you all very much for giving this nice service. I had a question regarding if you're in the editing team, for example, are you also getting the audio again also then, just to make sure, is that how it goes, or is it that you just read the text? I'm just wondering how that works.
Yeah, so in fact, it's probably best if Hemavati Mataji answers that question. Mataji, are you still there?
Yes, I am, Prabhu.
Yeah, did you
Sorry,
get the question?
I couldn't hear. What is the question?
The question is that if you are in, for example, team 3, the editing team, then, or in team 4, then do you also have to listen to the audio in order to do your seva? And, you know, will they also receive a link to the audio file?
Yeah, they should receive a link as well. Because team 3 is edit and quality control, so it should be fine. Yes.
Yeah, so they should listen to the audio file before they, or whilst they are doing the editing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and obviously the listening there won't be so word for word, it will just be like reading. Listening. It's not the listening, they listen for the just for errors and stuff like that, but it needs to be done as well, definitely.
So we receive the audio file also. Okay.
Yeah, you will receive a link to the audio file.
Uh-huh. Okay. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, we have three more questions. So please go ahead.
Go ahead. Dhanavat Bhajendra Sudhas from... Dhanavat Bhajendra Sudhas from Holland. I belong to team 1 and I can evaluate minimum 2 hours time per day, and my question to one of the team members is that I have just heard that an audio file of about 10 minutes will be allocated first. Why only 10 minutes? Well, I have 2 hours time or more per day to work.
Yeah, so Prabhu, what we're doing is that the unit of consumption, if you like, is 10 minutes. So you can take as many units as you like. right? So if you finish 10 minutes, then you can do the next 10 minutes. So it's simply the smallest denominator of the allocation of seva. That's all. So we're not limiting you to 10 minutes. We're just saying that it comes in 10-minute chunk. That's all. Is that clear?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so yes, this is to allow people that only have a limited amount of time to do to participate and relish in this nectar. So if you want, you can take a whole lecture and transcribe the whole lecture. No problem. If you want to do that, that's fine, and you should just make it clear that you have the time available to do that, and we'll be more than happy to allocate the whole lecture to you.
I'll prefer that, a whole series of lecture in one go to transcribe it.
Sure. So then perhaps what we can ask is that everyone that registers, you should also write down what is your willingness to commit time. Perhaps you can write the number of hours per week that you are willing to commit, and we will translate that into the duration of the audio file that we will send to you. Okay? Is that clear to everyone? Hopefully that's clear to everyone. So what I said was that when you register, please give your Skype email address as well as the minimum hours that you'd like to commit, if any. If you don't have any number in mind, then it's fine. You can just start with 1 hour or something. But if you'd like to commit extra time, then please mention that.
Hi, Krishna.
Okay, thank you, Guru.
Yes, Guru.
Can you hear me?
Yes,
yeah. I think it'll be a good idea to give the whole lecture to one person. You know, like, because in 10 minutes, it may just break at a time, you know, where the sentence is not finished, or the theme, paragraph is not finished, or the theme is not finished. So don't you think it will be better to just give one whole lecture to one person?
Sure, Guruji. I mean, this was from Ramananda Rai Prabhu, but he just sent me a message saying, in answer to your point, that yes, that's no problem. We can also do that. Mataji, do you have any comment on that? Any issue with that?
I agree completely with Guru Maharaj. I agree with Guru Maharaj.
Okay, fine. So,
that's perfect.
Yeah, I think, you know, Ramananda Rai Prabhu's idea behind that was simply to make it easier for people to do small amount of seva. But I understand, Guru Maharaj, that the break would also cause some issue as well. So we can also do that. We can allocate one whole lecture, and then people can take ownership of that whole lecture. Okay, so Guru Maharaj, we have four more questions. So let's
go. Okay. Yeah.
Guru Maharaj, are you okay for time?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, Chidahari Prabhu, please
Hello.
Go ahead.
Thank you very much, Guru. Thank you very much for giving the chance to serve Guru Maharaj in so wonderful way. My question was that sometimes when you are typing, like hearing and transferring the lecture, sometimes Guru Maharaj's voice, in the speed he is speaking, and my writing speed is slow compared to that. So is there any software which can slow down the lecture speed, and it can streamline according to our writing speed? A software which can slow down the lecture speaking speed of Guru Maharaj, so that we can write it. Right, so that we can write it properly and we don't have to hear it again and again to write.
Yeah, I had the question. Actually, I'm not aware of any such software, but you know, what you can do is simply replay. You know, so whatever audio player you have, suppose you have Windows Media Player or VLC or you know, one of these other common players, then you play, say, 10, 15, 20 seconds, you start transcribing. Once you've done as much as you can remember, you go back and you play that 10, 15 seconds again, and you check what you've written or you continue writing. So that is the normal procedure. But Hemavati Mataji, are you aware of any alternative software?
No specific software, Prabhu, but a tip for the Prabhu. What he can do is he must listen to Guru Maharaj's lectures all the time so that he can familiarize himself with Guru Maharaj's voice. How Guru Maharaj's how Guru Maharaj speaks, his speed. So if you do that constantly, you get into the practice. So when you do it, then you can just stop and everything, but it will help.
Great. And one message from Ramananda Rai Prabhu is that if you come across a particularly difficult section where you are having some challenge, like it's not clear to you what is being said, or you don't have enough knowledge of Shastra in order to effectively transcribe, then what you can do is just communicate that to the coordinator. Just write in an email and say, at this minute, at this second, it's not clear to me. And Ramananda Rai Prabhu, or the coordinator, will take care of that part. So just it's on a best effort basis, according to your capability and according to the guidelines.
Prabhuji, what we have to do right now, we have to give our Skype email ID and our willingness to of number of hours to Ramananda Rai Prabhu, and then he will send us document and all the things will take place.
That's correct.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, so we have more questions.
Now ask your question. So we have questions.
Hare Krishna, Guru Maharaj. Hare Krishna to the devotees. Thank you, Guru Maharaj, for this wonderful service, that opportunity. I have a question for Hemavati Mataji or to Adi Prabhu and Anandaji Prabhu. How long is the time frame from receiving the audio to actually transcribing it, please?
Yeah, so I'll just mute. Mataji, I'll just mute your line because there's some feedback. I'll mute your line and give you my answer, and then I'll unmute your line so you can just check if that answers your question. So basically, the question was that what is the expected time frame between when you receive the allocation of work and when you are expected to finish that work? That's my understanding of the question. And the answer is that, you know, according to your capability and according to the time that you have, you should work. Now, the idea we had behind doing this in 10-minute units was that should be not too much delay. You know, people will receive a unit of work and they can do it quickly and respond. But if we now we're deciding to allocate one whole lecture to one person, then it will increase the turnaround times. So that's okay. But like I said, we will have a think about this and the best way of managing this, and it will be communicated to you clearly in the email allocation to you. So all you need to do is just make sure that you write down what is your minimum time commitment that you're willing to give. That's all. And then we'll allocate accordingly. Okay. Mataji, anything to add to that? Hemavati, Mataji, anything to add to that?
Yeah, we can give it up to people, but also devotees must be aware that we want to keep the service ongoing. It must flow nicely. So as long as it's communicated to us, then it's fine.
Sure. Okay. So, Ramola Mataji, does that answer your question?
Ramola Mataji, does that answer your question?
Hare Krishna Prabhu. Yes, thank you so much. And then I'm also busy with a lecture at the moment. Do I then just contact Hemavati Mataji with the transcription?
Sure, that's fine. Yeah. You're already engaged in this wonderful thing. You have a head start on everyone, Mataji. Thank you. So we'll move on to the next question. Arshana Mataji, please go ahead. Hare Krishna, Arshana Mataji, can you hear me? We can't hear you, so maybe there's a problem with your microphone. Anyway, please check and I will just end your question, and please just dial star 6 again if you want to ask the question. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Please accept my humble obeisances. Good. How are you? I'm calling from New York, and I want to thank you so much for this wonderful opportunity to be of service to Guru Maharaj. My question is, how often, what is the frequency of receiving the lectures? I'm planning to be doing some traveling, and some of the places are very remote, so I want to make sure that if I begin, that I can continue to the end. And, you know, to work on one lecture at a time, I think it's really a good idea.
Yeah, so that's fine. Just what we would ask is that everyone just stays in touch with the coordinator, you know, and Ramananda Rai Prabhu will really be taking ownership of this. So, you know, if you're committing to the one whole lecture, which we expect now most people will do as per Guru Maharaj's instruction, then, you know, please work steadily, work consistently, and try to do it as quickly as possible. If you can manage, you know, 1 hour per week, then do that. If you can manage 5 hours per week, then do that. But as soon as you've finished one transcription of one lecture, then we will send you the next one. And if you would like a break, if you'd like to just say that, you know, I can't do any seva at the moment, then please make it clear. And we will just give you a break until the date that you
thank
say you.
You
can continue. And
thank
yes,
you.
And, no problem, Mati. So just stay in touch, and as long as we all communicate effectively,
thank you so much, and thank you for doing this wonderful service.
Thank you, Mataji. I'm just hosting this call. It's really Ramananda Rai Prabhu and Hemavati Mataji that
thank everybody for doing the wonderful service to Guru Maharaj. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Rajendra Prabhu, please.
Hare Krishna. Brajendra Sudhadas from Poland. Just someone asked the software that is possible to use. I just want to mention that the software name is Audacity. It can be downloaded, installed, and once you have audio file, it should be imported in the Audacity, and you can also reduce the background sound and limit the speed of the voice also, and can be easily transcribed. This helps a little bit. Thank you.
Thank you, Rajendra Prabhu. That's very helpful. So what he said was that it's the software that you can use to really get a better quality audio and to slow down the audio is Audacity. So that's spelled Audacity. That's Audacity, Audacity. And you can download that software. Just Google it. I'm sure it will come up with the link. And that will help you in this server. Okay, next question. Achana Mataji, please go ahead. Okay, it looks like you're still having a microphone problem. I can't hear you. So, if you have a question after this call, please address it to Ramananda Rai Prabhu on his email address, and he will answer your question. Or you can reach him on Skype as well. Rudy Smike is his Skype address. Thank you. Okay, so I don't see any more questions right now. So all I would say is that please keep in the spirit of this seva. And please excuse me. Guru Maharaj wanted to make a couple of points, so we'll ask.
Hare Krishna. Thank you all very much for your keen interest in rendering this service. Actually, I was wondering, you know, whether my classes are rich enough to need so much attention and input. And I can also tell you that from now on, seeing your interest and seeing your keenness to present it to the world, I have to make my classes worth its while. So it has to be, I'll try to make them as Krishna consciously profound as possible. Thank you all very, very much. And a few points I just wanted to make for the editors, that means who will be in group 3 and 4, that if you see in course of a lecture that some points are being repeated, edit them. Like, the editors can take the liberty, I'm giving you the freedom to edit them, to make things in such a way that it becomes worthwhile, and it doesn't become boring or it doesn't become dragging. Because one thing we have to remember, that people have very little time into this world, and therefore we must make a presentation in such a way that in the least amount of time, maximum amount of substance. That's what we should be our motive. And as you may, I also am aware that sometimes when the questions are asked, like it is not, the mics are not properly placed, or the audibility is not clear enough, and that's
Hare Krishna Guru Maharaj, we have lost you. At the time you said that your audibility is not sometimes. I think we have lost Guru Maharaj's Skype connection. Yeah, he's just dropped out. So let's wait for him to dial back in. What Guru Maharaj was saying was sometimes when the microphone is not close enough to his voice, or when there's a poor recording of for any reason, then he is going to make a point. So we'll come back to that. But whilst we're waiting for Guru Maharaj, I would just like to mention that the recording of this teleconference will be available, and I'll send it out on BCS Istogosti. I'll send out a link to the recording of this audio conference, this teleconference, so that you can go over the points we've discussed. And Ramananda Rai probably is just making the point that we've covered that. So I would just ask you to please send an email. I can't remind you enough to please send an email to register for this seva to rudysnoik@gmail.com. And in that email, you should mention which stage you would like to participate in, which team you'd like to be in. Team 1 for the initial transcribing, team 2 for the checking of the transcription, team 3 for the editing of the transcription, and team 4 for the final editing. So according to your ability, if you are experienced and if you're a neophyte to this, if you're new to this, start with stage 1 and see how you go. If you have a fair understanding of the English language and you're good at writing and you have a good basic understanding of Siddhanta, then you can, Shastric Siddhanta, then you can participate in team 2. If you're more advanced and you have some experience in transcription, please volunteer for team 3. And finally, if you are really an expert, then please volunteer for team 4. So that's the idea. Please just excuse me for 1 second, Guru Maharaj is called.
Hare Krishna.
Yes, Guru Maharaj, I can hear you. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I got cut off. I mean, up to what extent you could hear me?
Guru Maharaj, you were talking about how sometimes because of a poor recording, we may not hear some of your voice clearly.
So I was actually saying that I'll try to make it a point that when somebody asks a question, then I will repeat the question so that it will be easier for the transcriber. That is one thing. And one question actually was that when somebody asks me questions in Bengali or in Hindi, then I tend to reply in Bengali and Hindi. So maybe I'll, for the sake of transcription and since the classes are in English, I just translate the question into English and answer them in English. I think that will be better. What do you think?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. I think that's wonderful.
So, okay, I'll make it a point to do that. And also one question came up that there is no need to say, repeat, like Guru Maharaj said in the transcription, because you are transcribing, you are not giving your commentary. So there is no need to mention Guru Maharaj said at all. At the beginning, the class by His Holiness Bhaktacharya Swami, that's a mantra. Everybody knows that whatever I'm speaking, it's me who is speaking. Right?
Yes, Guru Maharaj. Right.
Okay. And the other thing is, the Sanskrit verses and even Bengali verses, it will be nice if you can have somebody to do the editing of the Sanskrit and Bengali text, like scriptural editor maybe of this.
Yeah,
because you see, everybody may not be that conversant in Sanskrit and Bengali to get the correct verse.
Yes, I think that we will reserve team 4 for that. Team 3.
See, maybe there can be some volunteers for that. I'll. Okay. So thank you all very much. And Ramananda, what happened to your voice? Is it that you caught cold?
Oh, I'll just unmute him. He can say. Ramananda Prabhu, can you? Okay, he just said that he's very sick and he has a throat problem. So he's lost his voice. So.
Okay.
He's asking for your blessings as well.
I wish you all the best and get well quick.
Guru Maharaj, so I just have a couple more points to make. Guru Maharaj, thanks you.
Thank you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.
So just for everyone else, as I was mentioning, the things we would like you to... in fact, one point that came up was from Ramananda Rai Prabhu was that in the beginning, we will be constantly communicating with Guru Maharaj about the progress of this project and the seva, the style of editing, you know, and how people are doing the work. So, you know, Guru Maharaj will be giving his feedback and we'll be sharing that. So we'll create a mailing list for everyone to participate and so that everyone can benefit from the feedback as well. All right? So everyone that registers will be on that mailing list. We have one more question, so I'll just take that question. Hare Krishna, please go ahead with your question.
No, it's okay, Prabhu.
No question? Okay, no problem. And we have another question.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. This is Kalindi again. I would like, we got these two papers of the transcriptions, 10-minute transcriptions of lectures by two different devotees. And I was just wondering, I mean, I can see the big difference, but is that the same part of the lecture, or is that so that actually in the second transcription something is left out, or is it different parts of the lecture? That was my question. Or what was the meaning of these papers to see?
Yeah, unfortunately, Ramananda Rai Prabhu was planning to give that exercise, but he's not able to mention. So let's just wait for him to type a response.
Okay.
So in those two documents, I think they're two different documents, right? For two different lectures? Is that right?
It's actually the same lecture, but it's just completely different.
Is that right? Let me just check one thing. Okay, I'm not sure the answer to that question. I'm not sure where he was going with that exercise, but I will ask him to just send an email to everyone that registers to explain the idea behind those two files. I'm sorry that we can't answer your question. Okay, thank you, Marcus. We have another question.
Okay.
So we'll take one more question because time has run out.
Hare Krishna Prabhu, it's Ramala from Cape Town again. I just wanted to ask a question regarding transcription. If something extraneous happens during the lecture, like for example when Maharaj was in Durban, then a grasshopper came into the temple room. So how do you actually put that in the transcription? Do you just put it in brackets and then the editor will then see whether it's relevant or not? Guru Maharaj made such a beautiful point, you know, regarding disturbance of material nature.
Yeah, sorry, I missed part of that. Unfortunately, your audio is not clear. So your question is that some parts of Guru Maharaj's lectures may not necessarily need to be transcribed. Is that what you're saying?
No, it's for example, if there is a disturbance, you know, and then that is sort of taking away from the lecture. Yeah, basically.
Oh, I see. Yeah, so as Guru Maharaj mentioned.
It doesn't transcribe, but...
Go ahead.
Or does the transcriber need to just put in everything that happens and what you hear?
Yeah, so what we would say is that, you know, if you're fairly new to this server, then, you know, and you're in team one or team two, then just stick to what you hear, right? Don't take too many liberties with the editing. Allow the team three and team four participants to take those kind of decisions. And Guru Maharaj was mentioning that, you know, his spoken word is not the same as what is to be written. So we keep coming back to that point. And what we mean by that is that, you know, in order to make it fluent and nice to read, the editor, the experienced editor, will make certain decisions about what is necessary to be deleted or added or changed around. So just allow the more experienced people to do that. And what we'll try to do as well is that, we'll give an example between, you know, the output of stage one, the output of stage two, three, and four, and so on. So you'll see how things change, and that will give you an idea of, you know, how you can or which stage you're capable of participating in as well. Yeah? Does that answer your question, Mother?
Yes, thank you very much, Prabhu.
Thank you. Okay, so a couple of points from Raman and the right Prabhu is that. One question to him was, is it possible to have a combination of the latest and oldest classes? Devotees say that they do not have the transcription of the latest classes. So, you know, what transcriptions are being done by disciples are being posted on BCS Istogosti and on the bcswami.com website. So, you know, there's not much going on right now. I mean, one or two devotees are very committed to this server, but other than that, you know, there has not been much going on. So what we would say is that what is available will be published shortly on BC Swami website, and we'll try to have a centralized project page where you can see all that is available. The website itself is undergoing a renovation project, so please bear with us. You know, things are a little bit disorganized on that. We'll try to make it clear where you can go to see transcriptions and where you can go to see advice about how to participate in different stages of this server. So we will share that as well. Okay, so that's all I wanted to cover. So Mataji, is there anything else from your side? Hemavati Mataji?
No, I just want to thank you for arranging, and I want to thank Guru Maharaj very much for taking his time to give us advice and inspiring us to do the service. And thank you, Prabhu, for the nice service. And I'd also like to thank Ramananda Raya Prabhu for all his input, and I wish he gets well soon.
Yes, we all wish he gets well soon, because he's managing this for us, so we need his guidance. Thank you very much for your kind words, and Ramananda Raya Prabhu also thanks you. And he also mentions that, you know, he's very inspired by this teleconference, and he very much wishes that everyone will be able to get involved. And really, this is what we needed in order to kickstart this. And we're inspired by Guru Maharaj's words as well, and his direction and guidance. And, you know, we're very much looking forward to everyone's involvement. So this is really a nice server, because, you know, anyone can do it, really. So and anyone can commit as much or as little time as they like. So the final word is that another reminder about how to register. Send an email to rudysnoik@gmail.com. Include in there the time that you're willing to commit, your Skype username, your location and also the team that you're willing to participate in. Okay, so these things, the team you're willing to participate in, your location, your Skype username, and the time commitment. So these things that we'd like you to mention. And Ramananda Rai Prabhu's email address is on BCS Istogosti. He's constantly posting on there, so you can find his email address there. Okay, so thank you very much, everyone, for participating. I'm sorry that we ran over time. And thank you very much to Guru Maharaj. In fact, Guru Maharaj has dropped out. So thank you to all of you, and we look forward to your participation in the seva. And if you have any questions, please feel free to email rudysnoik@gmail.com. Thank you, Hemavati Mataji. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.